Cumulus Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley, designed to inform you on how to go green, live green, and save green. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union, naturally a better financial. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Welcome, everyone. Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, as once again we get together and we talk about going green, living green, and saving green. We want to thank again Evergreen Credit Union, naturally a better financial, who once again sponsored the show. They are on for another year, and we are thrilled to have them along. They certainly can help you with your loans for going green, living green, and saving green as well. And we wanted to have a special guest today on the show, because usually we talk about long-term stuff, and we'll get into that today with some long-term savings on energy. But once in a while, we have a certain promotions going on. We want to bring people in who have been on the show before to talk about this promotion. Today, we've got Dowling Construction, George Jake up here, the project manager. George, good seeing you. How you doing?
Pretty good, Bill.
Let's talk right off the bat about a promotion that you are doing, and we're kind of butting up against some time here. So if you are in the market for a home, you have to listen to this promotion. So, George, why don't you tell us a little bit about this promotion that you've got going on right now?
This promotion, it could save you up to $10,000. It depends on the size of your home and how many different sections there is to your home. But we only have one more week in order to get an order in that has to be signed off by April 15th.
And you had a grand opening where you had your model home, and you had the promotion going on there, and we were talking about that on the air here and promoting that. But now we're starting to get toward, like you said, the last week here. And I don't want to give the impression out there that you have to have a house built by next week, because that would be a little difficult. But if you are in the market, and we're going to talk about that during the show here, the energy savings that you get from a Dowling Construction home and some of the other things that you get benefits with the Dowling Construction home, certainly this is the time that you want to get over to your place on Stearns Drive and start to get the paperwork going. So explain the details of this now.
Basically, if you come in and we design out a home, or you pick a floor plan that we happen to have, and we get an order in, you know, by the end of next week here, you know, you can save quite a few $1,000s. Now, this home will be built, you know, and stored and ready for shipping whenever we're ready for it.
So it's basically it's kind of like getting a car to get the deal. You're not going to get it delivered yet, but you want to get the money in to get security that you've got the deal.
Right. Okay. Right. And you have your 2017 pricing. Mm-hmm. Pricing will be increasing after this next week here.
Okay.
You could save a lot of money.
And unbelievable.
Time to do it.
And explain to people how you can save up to $10,000, depending on the sections, because we're talking about a modular home of how it's built. So it is built in sections. Talk about those sections a little bit so people can understand
so
that.
A section of a home, a modular home, is built in a factory, in a facility. It is not a double wide, so to speak. I mean, looking at our model, that doesn't look like a double wide at all.
No, not at all.
So, you know, a typical ranch is a, you know, a two piece. So, you know, there's a savings there.
The one you have at the grand opening, the new model that you have there on the lot, is that a four piece?
Yes.
Okay, that's a four
yep.
piece. Because it has an upstairs?
Has an upstairs, three bedroom, two and a half bath.
Okay.
3,080 square feet.
Okay. So depending on, and again, we want to explain this a little bit, you can go and meet with George or people at Dowling Construction and talk about your vision of a house. You can show them floor plans that meet that vision. And I guess in this narrow period of time we have to take advantage of this promotion. Is there time to customize anything right now, or do you really kind of have to go?
There's time to customize.
Okay,
but we have to
move quick.
We have to move quick.
Yeah,
you know, it's not something that you know, I can have done in one complete day. I can draw up a plan in a few hours for you.
Wow. Okay.
But
okay.
You know, obviously pricing and that has to come with drawing that plan up, depending on windows, cabinetry, and et cetera.
So you have to have the order in by March 15th, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's kind of putting the money down and getting all that stuff. And then as far as the next step would be what, getting the plans together?
Well, making sure that, you know, the plans that come back from engineering department are correct and exactly how you want it.
Okay.
And signed off. And by April 15th.
By April 15th. Okay, so that's how that all works. Let's go back a little bit, because you had an open house that we promoted here on the air and things along those lines with, where you had your new model home that you had. I want to ask you, when you put a model home on your lot, do you have decisions to make as to what home you choose for that? Do you just get the home that's available to do that? Or is there some thought process to go into, let's get this home so it showcases X, Y, and Z?
Well, basically, our model home, the model home that we had before, if you were coming into Oshkosh from Winneconne, if you were in a car, it was really hard to see.
It was, yes.
So I wanted to show a two-story and show more of different things that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Just to kind of give an idea, I drew that plan up on a Saturday morning. I presented it to Dan at noon, and we went from there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you did it in a few hours?
In a few hours, and I had it in 3D. Where we walked through the front door and we walked through the whole house and went upstairs and walked through everything.
Okay, now let's go to a potential buyer here for a home. Can you do that same thing for them?
Yes. Yep. As a matter of fact, it was, I do believe, the Saturday before last, a couple came in. In 3-4 hours, we drew up their plan.
So they you just kind of talked back and forth, and you were on the computer? Is that what happened?
Yep. Wow. And they just, you know, they look at the screen and, oh, move that wall over there. I want this room to be this size.
That's cool.
And then walk through and take a look at it and see how it looks. And yep.
Wow. So you can sit down with people, and I think that's why I brought up the model home. The model home, I think, gives you something to feel, something to touch. And all that kind of stuff. But with these homes by Dowling Construction, you really can create almost any way you want. Like if you walked in this way and you go, well, that won't work for our lot, you can redesign it.
Exactly.
Yep. Any way you want.
Or just start out from scratch.
Yeah, yeah. And how many different plans do you have kind of set that people can look at?
There's hundreds.
Hundreds.
Now we've been putting a lot of our previous built plans on the website. So there's, mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't be afraid to say there's 300-400 different plans on there.
Okay. Now this is called, I'm talking about the model home that's there. It's called a Telmark. Is that a model name? What's
it's Telmark? A model name through Wisconsin Homes.
Okay.
It's basically a Cape Cod.
Cape Cod.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what it looked.
So.
That's what it looked like to me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And for those who do not know, George had mentioned how you couldn't see it, the other model home, you can see this one. It is, you can see it from the highway as you get off 41, start heading west toward Winneconne on 45, just as if you're going north or south on 41, you're getting off toward 45. It is on the right-hand side, and your office is right before then. So you can get a better view,
mm-hmm.
I think, of the house.
Right, exactly.
And you had some people come up for the grand opening, you had a great turnout. You had a lot of people looking at it.
There was a lot, yep.
What were they saying? What were kind of what stage were they at buying the home? Had they looked online? What was going on?
Basically, a lot of them were, you know, starting out, you know, they were trying to get a feel for a modular home. You know, and I would say probably everybody that walked in there couldn't believe that it was a modular home.
I was just going to say that. I mean, that is the overwhelming thing I have heard from talking to some of your customers, because I've done that. We've had a show one time, and we went to their house, and they even challenged me. Said, you show me somewhere in this home that would give you the impression that it's a modular home. And I walked through the house with them, and you can't find a thing.
No.
You can't find a thing.
No. No, I mean, if you go through our model home, there's no way that you'd be able to tell that that was, you know, we brought that in. Crane was set up there by 9:30, and by 11:30, the crane was already breaking down and getting out of there.
Getting out of there. So when you're building a home, let's make this clear here before we go into our break. The home, typically, I would imagine most of the time, it is on a foundation, which
yes.
A lot of people might surprise people.
Mm-hmm.
This is not on a you can bid on a slab if you want, but you can have a basement.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So that's the first thing. The other thing is you're putting it in sections, in I guess kind of like a puzzle. You're putting it together.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you're sealing up those pieces, so to speak, insulating, sealing. How do you do that?
Basically, it is already insulated.
It is. Okay.
Yep. And uh-huh. There is a gasket. You know. Basic an insulation gasket around any mod section.
Okay.
So when they come together, there's no air infiltration at all. You know, it's not going to get cold spots or anything like that.
And what about, I'll call them fringe things, you know, the front steps, a porch, a patio, a deck, things along those lines. How does that all come to be?
That all comes to be on site.
Okay, so that's put together, the basic is put together, and then your carpenters go and you built around that, I guess, we'd say from there?
Basically, it's all designed, you know, the home is designed for, say, that front porch or rear porch or deck or garage coming off the front, wherever you might want it, yep.
Dowling Construction, right off, it's actually on Stearns Drive, but it's off 45. The number here is 235-8021, 235-8021. You can go to dowlingconstructioninc.com and take a look at all their homes. We're going to take a break, but again, I want to bring up this promotion again. It ends on the 15th of March, so you need to take advantage of this. If you're in the home buying mode right now, you have to take advantage of this. This is huge, unprecedented savings that is going on for the next few days, right? Okay. George Jacob, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about the home and some more details about the energy efficiency of the home right after this. We are being joined today by Dowling Construction and George Jacob, who's the project manager. George is a lot of the times the guy that you're going to be encountering when you go to Dowling Construction to talk about working on the details of your home, right? You do a lot of face-to-face with clients for the most part.
Yeah.
And again, we talk about the hundreds of floor plans that you can choose from, but also you can change those floor plans and customize it any way you want. And I think that's the beauty of this. I think a lot of times when people buy or thinking of buying homes, they wonder, where do we start? I mean, I have this vague vision of how I want my home to be, But until you can look at something concrete on a piece of paper or picture or something, it's probably real hard to imagine that. And you walk through that with people, right?
Right. A lot of people have a hard time with visual. They can't look at a print and say, oh, yeah, I know what that room's going to look like.
Right.
Where we could bring them inside that room and give them a feel. Put a couch or a bed in there,
mm-hmm.
and dresser, so you know, okay, I do have room to walk around here.
And I remember you had told me before, a lot of times you do something as simple as someone gives you a picture or draws a picture even, or I mean, it could be really basic, just a starting point, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Let's talk about the homes themselves with the modular homes. Another thing that people do not, I think, understand completely when it comes to a modular home is they are built so energy efficient. And a lot of that, I'm going to guess, has to do with them being built indoors, correct?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Why?
Well, first of all, no lumber is used unless it is dry. Okay, they're not going to be bringing in wet lumber because it's all stored in some place,
mm-hmm.
you know, in some storage area. It is also checked for moisture. If there's too much moisture, it'll go back out.
Wow,
you know?
Okay.
So there is no, you know, gaps in between the plates and things like that. And, you know, the house is built from the inside out.
Okay.
Which sounds weird.
Yeah.
But it can do that because it's indoors.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of the holes or anything like that, you know, around plug-ins can all be caulked and foamed and, you know, made sure that any protrusions or anything are sealed up so that you don't have any air movement inside that wall cavity at all.
And I think, you know, it makes total sense, you know, 50 years ago, this concept was probably unrealistic to someone to even think about. But when you walk through it, you go, well, you know, going on site and starting a house from scratch on site on a lot, with all the weather in Wisconsin, the cold, the rain, the heat and everything, builders can only do so much to prevent wetness from the wood, things like this happening. And sometimes when they're building, it's going to warp. It's just the way it is. It's nothing against the builder. It's just the way it is.
No, nothing against the builder at all.
You know,
they're doing their best to get it done and closed up. It's just, you know, they're building in a harsh environment.
The other thing I thought was pretty cool, and again, when I went to go visit one of your homeowners, what they really got a kick of, and I think they did it a couple of times, is they actually went to Wisconsin Homes and watch the house, their house, being built.
Yes.
You can do that.
Yep, you can go there and take a look and walk through it and all that. Talk to the guys that are working on it.
That is very cool. Very cool. Let's talk about the energy efficient because of the way it's built. Before we went on the air today, you were talking about some homes that you have built. So relate some of those stories. I remember in particular you were talking about a gentleman in Sturgeon Bay.
Right. Patrick has a house that we did for him because of the zoning laws up there. As long as we stayed in the same footprint of the old cabin, we could put that new house right in that area.
Okay.
So we were 19 feet off of Sand Bay, which is very cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up in January to look at it to begin with.
Wow.
And the wind coming off of the lake was, you know, you weren't standing outside for very long.
No.
But anyway, with a couple upgrades and, you know, his house was a little over 1,500 square feet. Talked to him a year later, and he was very pleased that it cost him $360 for the year to heat his home.
Holy cow. And that's in, like, you're talking about tundra kind of conditions.
Cold.
That's cold.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Another person up by Monaco, another very cold place. He was 340 for the year.
And now is he, I don't even know where Monaco is. Is that by the water? I don't even know where it is.
No. Well, he does have a lake there, but he's surrounded by trees.
Okay.
But still, I mean, you're talking up, you know, past Rhinelander.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's a cold area.
Yeah.
You know, when they don't even go out and read the meters all winter. They only do it, you know, in the summer. They don't read it in the winter.
That's cold. How cold is it? That's how cold it is. Wow. And Neshkoro, you said there was another one, right?
Yep, another lady in Neshkoro dropped me a note the other day. Just real pleased with the efficiency of her home for the month of January, which heats, you know, the gas, hot water heater and everything is $51 for the month.
And, you know, we talked about, I've talked about this on the show a lot, about comfort level, and you were going back to the gentleman in Sturgeon Bay, and you said he had his house at 62 degrees?
Yes. Yep.
You would think most houses would not be able to handle 62 degrees, at least with human beings in it, would not be able to handle 62 degrees.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. So that's the way it's built. Yeah, the way the Dowling Construction home is built is attributed to that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Last time we talked, and it's been a while, you were talking about the focus on energy. You get houses tested after they're built. You have houses tested. Explain how that works.
Well, through Focus, we work through a third party to come out and do blower door test and check the ductwork sealage and, you know, check the ventilation fans and everything in the house, and they rate us off of that. I know last year in Northeast Wisconsin, we had the most energy efficient home in Northeast Wisconsin.
Wow.
So I know that these homes are doing their job.
No doubt. And, you know, we were talking before the break about this promotion where you could save up to $10,000 on a home. Think about the savings year in and year out now with the energy savings. Because you're talking about the prices you just threw out there from that gentleman in Sturgeon Bay. I mean, heck, there are some houses in this area. That's a month of energy costs.
Right, right. I had an older gentleman over by Larson. Kind of comical. He was in there, you know, pretty much for almost a year. He came in, it was in May, and he brought a piece of weather strip and J-channel off the garage that his dog ate off and asked us if we could replace it for him. And sitting down and visiting with him, and he had an old two-story farmhouse. Okay, it's, you know, probably heated like a corn crib, but
yep.
It was $4,000 a year for him to heat his home. And that year was $360 or $70.
Wow.
And his, you know, grandkid lived with him, and, you know, so, I mean, he had to heat at 72 and, you know, hot water and, yeah.
The savings on these houses are incredible. When you talk about building a house with Dowling Construction, from start to finish, and I know some can vary depending on how specific you wanted to get to customize, but usually how long will it take from the time I meet with George Jacob to the time I want to get my home on the lot? What's an average?
Pretty much if you sign, you know, final prints tomorrow, normally about 4 to 5 months and you're sitting in your house.
Wow.
Wow. And it can be sooner than that.
Yep.
Yep.
So let's go through the promotion again before we lose time here. The promotion that you're running right now only goes until March 15th. So we've got very limited time, but you can go over to Stearns Drive, Dowling Construction. You can take a look at the model home if you want, or sit down with George, and you need to start to work on what you want your home to look like, and you can do that sitting down with a computer.
Yes.
And walk through that.
Yep.
That you have said can take a couple hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, depending on what you see and what you want to change.
It depends on how much people want to, you know, get into detail during the first draw.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of the time, first draws are, let's get walls up, let's get bedrooms established and bathrooms, staircases, kitchen, you know. But some people want to get in specifics as far as in their kitchen, what type of pots and pan drawers, and they want to look at what the crown mold is going to look like on their cabinets and staggered cabinetry,
So you walk through all that, the types of cabinetry, everything.
Yes.
Bathroom fixtures, you get to that
detailed.
Wow. Okay. And so you're walking through them with the computer, and then they go, this is it. We like what we see. And then, again, to take advantage of this promotion, you would need to have a money down in the paperwork in by the 15th. Is that what it is?
Got to have paperwork in by the 15th.
Paperwork in by the 15th.
And then by April 15th, have to have signed prints.
Which is basically committing.
And money down.
So basically the commitment is April 15th. So the 15th is what?
March 15th is I have to have an order in by
order then. In. Okay.
And
so the money is another month out.
The money's another month out.
Okay. That helps. Okay. And I would invite people to head over to that model home. Is that model home kind of regular business hours?
Yep.
Is it open all the time?
Just stop in the office and walk you through it.
Walk through it. And again, is it, and I haven't been in this one. I was in the last one. Is it furnished? Is there stuff furnished?
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of see it. I mean, that's the whole idea.
Yep.
So you can walk through it. So even if, this is, we understand this is a small window, but I wanted to get George in to talk to you about this deal. Even if it's, you don't have that much time and you can't get it all through, there's still always plenty of time to go to the model, talk to you, relax, walk through it, and you walk through the numbers with people all the time.
Walk through the numbers with people and work on, a lot of people had a couple in yesterday that are, a year out. Well, what's a better time to start playing right now?
Yep. So, and that's the other point I wanted to make. We have this promotion, but you can do this anytime. They understand this is not one of those hard sell type of things. It just so happens that promotion is going on at this time. But there's always a lot of benefits to walking through this with Dowling Construction. And we just mentioned that before about the energy efficient level in itself, in the convenience of being able to watch your home being built and going through every step of the way.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. And so again, the website is DowlingConstructionInc.com, and it seems like every time I look on there, there's different homes that people can look at. Again, give you a visualization of what it all looks like, right?
Right.
The number is 235-8021, and they are located technically at 3596 Stearns Drive, but if you're heading west out of Oshkosh, going toward Winneconne on Highway 45, you're going to pass the home that is there for the model home, and the office is right in front. So you go to the Riff Road exit and then kind of loop your way back onto Stearns Drive, and there it is, right?
Yep.
George, thanks very much. Good luck with the promotion. Hopefully we got some people who are thinking, like, we got to go do this, and hopefully you do, because it is a great company to work with, and I think it'd be one of those, which a lot of people find it very stressful, this could be a fun way to buy a home.
Most people say that.
We hope so. Yep. George, good seeing you. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union. Naturally, a better financial. Listen next week when we spotlight another business and show you ways to go green, live green, and save green. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, please contact Bill Schultz at 920-230-0801.